Teach us the wisdom that leads us to grace. The yin and the yang, never obliterating neither joy nor sorrow. The namaste that sees beyond our brokenness. When we peel back the rhetoric and go into the silence of our being, we expose our vulnerability. And in that spot, the random mass violence sits right next to the fear of not being seen, of not mattering, which in turn sits next to the fear of change, the fear of loss, which in turn sits next to grief, which sits next to overwhelm of not being enough, to underwhelm that fear of not being alive, which sits next to despair. But at that table, there are also seats for possibility, for hope, circles of hope, vision, elation, and joy. If we turn off the pain of the world, and I must admit that I do that some of the time, it's just too much sometimes. But if we refuse to pay attention, we also risk turning off our capacity to experience deep joy. The middle of the road, the comfort zone, if you will, it might give us a smooth ride, but it's really not very exciting. Those aren't the stories you tell. And if we stay there too long, we fail to mature, we fail to gain the wisdom of experience, we fail to thrive. We merely exist. We risk being shallow, cynical, and lonely. Now, I'm aware that we can either emotionally or spiritually stop growing or die at any age, regardless of our physical age. The challenge is to come alive and stay alive. What would it be like if we celebrated milestones of, I don't know, emotional intelligence or spiritual growth? What would that look like? What if we gave ourselves room to be imperfect along the way? I model it often, I'm sure we all do. What if we gave ourselves permission to risk? What would that look like? I know, because I've done it, we can cower inside our castles, whether they be interior castles or exterior castles. Or we can live fully in the present, feeling the pain, but also experiencing the joy. Now, I can hide with the best of them. When I have experienced depression, that profound sense of separation from all that is alive, I've been saved by my willingness to risk connection, my willingness to reach out even when it's really hard. And it took others to be there, to say yes, to welcome me back in, their hospitality to say, we see you. Unknowingly and exceedingly grateful, I hid under their shelter and I accepted their love. Have you ever done that? Instead of hiding, or even letting our fear tear us and others down, what would it look like? What would it look like if we actually lifted each other up, if we spent our energy on seeing the good, the positive, the sacredness in each other, we would actually have to set aside some of the negativity, the hatred, and despair that mask our own vulnerability. Yes, we would still need the shelter of love, sometimes even throwing our own bodies down, being willing to sacrifice for others. But we could also dance and sing and play. Have you ever seen a whirling dervish? They're amazing. Have you ever experienced bliss? Have you ever known deep down that you were loved? We cannot fix the world, although we certainly need to do our part. But I also know that we cannot turn it off either. To do so would shut down our hearts, our capacity to love, our capacity to come alive. In our hymn book, in the back of it, there's this wonderful writing, and it's by a famous author. I think you might know the person. His name is anonymous. And he knows something about coming alive and what it takes. This is what Anonymous wrote. To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for something is to risk exposing our true self. To place our ideas, our visions before the crowd is to risk loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. And to live is to risk dying. In this month, where we celebrate and we try to go deeper into what hospitality means, I invite you to risk being alive, not only to yourself, but to this community and to our world. I invite you to lift up, not tear down, to explore your own vulnerability, knowing that you are not alone, to measure your impact on the world in terms of milestones of wisdom. I invite you to find joy, even when it's hard. And as you do so, may you have peace, salam, and shalom. Amen.